Welcome back in the zone. Whenever I wear those kinds of t-shirts, I look like Simon Cowell. Welcome back. It's 11:36. Let's go to...
I look like Tony Soprano.
You look like Tony Soprano no matter what you wear.
Thank you.
And that's the nicest thing I've ever said to you. Let's go to the track and talk to the man, the myth, the legend. It is a big weekend at Oaklawn, but certainly next weekend even bigger. My understanding is you can't even get a hotel room down there for so many people are excited about the Rebel Stakes, Pat Bradley. It's a true story. I have it on good authority.
I believe you.
You should. All right, Monty, what's up?
Hey, Justin, what's happening?
Buddies, good day, sunshine. That's what I should have played coming in here. Pigskin would have appreciated a little bit of Beatles. But anyway, we got a great day to run at the track. I understand there are going to be lots of folks there. I know some personally, and I hope everybody gets down there and pays attention.
Yeah, I'd say it's going to be a competitive card nonetheless, and say the weather is, could not be much better. We've really been lacking in that department, to be truthful, so far at the meeting, but spring is sprung, and hopefully we're going to get some horses in, and maybe a little bit of prices, too, I think. Today's the kind of card I think you need to maybe take a few shots with, and we're going to do just that. We'll open things up with a state-bred maiden claimer. Number 7, A Firm Prospect, gets the nod from this corner, trained by our last Saturday's Oaklawn Race Day special guest, Al Kay. Yeah. They go to the defending riding champion, Mr. Santana, in the saddle today. I think that's maybe a tip-off that they're expecting good things. This filly has worked very good between starts, including a bullet 3 furlongs last week, one of the fastest of the morning, the fastest at 3/8. So, again, A Firm Suspect, number 7, hopefully gets the day off to a rousing start at 4-1. We'll go to a 3-1 prospect in the second, number 1, Winning Scoop. Mark Cassie trains, another former Oaklawn Race Day guest. Near miss for a Winning Scoop last time by only a neck. I think she puts it over the top today. Those buzz double numbers this afternoon, 7 and 1. Let's move now to the featured 8th race on the program. Very competitive race here. Some young horses looking for their second career win, most of them. Number 3, The Winner Is at 5-1 is going to be the top selection here. Very powerful win last time out. One of the few in here that's actually won twice, but since it was a claiming race, that win is precluded from the conditions of the race. And The Winner Is, I think, will have no problem moving right into this allowance race today and winning right back. Number 3, The Winner Is. Very generous 5-1 in the morning line on that particular selection. Our buzz long shot, you'll have to stick around for the nightcap today. In the ninth, number 10, Free Range, trained last star, this time by J.R. Caldwell. Mr. Caldwell plucked Free Range out of a claiming race last time out. Jumps him up 7,500 to the claiming level there. The public is usually a little bit shy about betting these kind of horses that move up in class, and as a result, I see 6 or 8 to 1 on number 10, Free Range. Our buzz long shot play of the day.
This is a horse, not a chicken, right?
Indeed, okay. Indeed.
Free I range saw you chicken. Working with that pluck. That was nice.
That is all my wife will buy. Free range chicken. Free range chicken.
I like it. Jeff, we've got a question for you, if you don't mind, before we let you go.
Certainly.
For no extra charge, I hope. Big Red.
Hey, Jeff, I just wonder, when they cancel a card like Sunday and they have 5 races left, do they slip those races in, or do these horses – because a lot of times you'll see those horses, the same horses, in future fields, and I was kind of wondering what happened to those races.
Yeah, and it's a very, very good question. And when you have preference dates, that's what they call preference dates. I mean, some horses, if they've been longer between starts, they actually get preference when they enter back. Now, they get a special snow date, they're called, when you're involved in a race that gets scratched, and that horse receives preference over any other horse when they enter back. So that's why you'll see these horses come back and actually get right back into a race. And they do that for a reason, obviously, because they have had no control over their fortunes there with the weather. So, yeah, they get what we call a snow date, and that trumps every other preference date or through the entry process. So that's why you usually see them in back so quickly.
There you go. Monty, appreciate the time, and we will look forward to talking to you tomorrow. 11 o'clock, Oaklawn Race Day.
Indeed.